Welcome to The Omnibus Show, a programme for people who are interested in everything, with deep conversations on a wide variety of subjects. And now, your host, Dave Gibbs.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Omnibus Show, the programme for people who are interested in everything, with deep conversations on a wide variety of subjects. This episode's guest is Stephanie Carlson, who is the founder and CEO of NatureSpire, which is dedicated to educating others on the importance of incorporating biophilic design to your daily environment. They provide nature-centric solutions to enhance clients' overall wellness. Well, Stephanie, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Great to have you here. It's wonderful.
I love sharing how to get people's places healthier and happier.
Yes, well, thank you for bringing your greenery sunshine to our set. Well, going right into it, please tell us about what led you to do toward creating NatureSpire.
Well, my background is a journalist and a freelance writer. I did stories on quite a wide variety of subjects. Mm-hmm. So as I got older and I raised four kids who we spent a lot of time outside, we spent a lot of time creating, building gardens, growing up. As they grew off or moved off to college and grew up and went and did their own thing, I thought I want to start a business. And I want it to be something that will educate people, that will make people healthier, happier, and leave a legacy for my children to be proud of at least someday. So having loved gardening and growing up and hiking and taking the kids to parks and things like that throughout my younger years, I thought that would be a perfect kind of transition into doing something in gardening. So my original plan was to show people how to build gardens and teach kids where food actually comes from and give them the tools that we don't have so much anymore. Mm-hmm. As I was researching how to build gardens and what to do along those lines, I kind of stumbled across vertical gardens. And that's where you grow up when you don't have the space to grow out.
Sure.
So in a community like Carmel, where we have a lot of apartments, vertical gardening seemed to make sense. Mm-hmm. So you put it on your wall instead of on your ground. So as I started researching more of that, I stumbled across biophilic design, which was really invented about 10 years ago, probably 12 to 15 now. It was a term that was coined by E.O. Wilson, who did a white paper on biophilic design and the benefits it has to people, and it's all about reconnecting people with nature. Mm-hmm. So as many, many years ago, there was a sick building syndrome, and architects and designers and scientists started trying to research ways to make these buildings happier where people go to work every single day. And they came across the biophilic design, the plants, the lighting, water, all these things are incorporated into biophilic design. We focus on the plants and the greenery.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I mean, gosh, that's a very fascinating type of thing. I know when I go out to the park with my dog, I love just being in the park. Mm-hmm. It just, all the stress and all the everyday stuff just sort of goes away and you're in the moment.
Yeah. People love being outside.
Really is. It
yeah. is. So the studies show that people spend 95% of our time indoors, mm-hmm. whether at school.
Especially now.
Yeah, well, when it's cold, absolutely. We're like, oh my gosh, we have winter issues now. But so we spend 95% of our time indoors. We, whether you're in school, whether you're at college, university, elementary school, at your off workspace, mm-hmm. that's where you spend all your time during the week. So on the weekends, people really want to get outside and get into nature and just really spend some time outdoors, you know, soaking up the sun, soaking up all the good vibes that nature provides. Mm-hmm. So we decided, why don't we bring it inside? Let's bring nature indoors so we can create healthier, happier spaces. With mental health being such an issue now, yeah. it really helps reduce anxiety. It creates a space where people get up in the morning, they want to go to work. Mm-hmm. They want to spend time in their office, not like they're stuck in a cubicle anymore. And designers and architects have done a really, really good job of using windows. So you get a lot of natural light in there so that mm-hmm. you can have plants without having to have artificial lighting. So we do the plantscapes. We help design the landscaping interior. We do exterior landscaping as well. Mm-hmm. So you have like a place with all your furnishings and all of your, everything you need to operate an office, and you add the plants and it's just like, wow, that looks amazing. Mm-hmm. So it really creates a welcome, inviting space for not only the employees, but those who visit the employers.
Well, that sounds great. I there are different places that I've lived. Mm-hmm. I remember living in the Northwest, mm-hmm. where there was some kind of a lot of it they would have is like windows, mm-hmm. you know, view of, you know, the woods or something like mm-hmm. that, and design like that. And of course, mm-hmm. somebody would have a plant on their desk, yeah. you know, that type of thing. But just being able to see the view was really, really nice of, you know, the sort of rainforest look.
Right. I think the views, just being able to see nature, see greenery, it doesn't, you know, it just makes everybody just happier and healthier. Mm-hmm. And I think that's our main interest is how can we create healthier spaces so that people will thrive? And that's when you want people to thrive. Whether mm-hmm. you're a student or you're an employer or an employee, you want your people happy. Mm-hmm. You want to retain your people.
Sure.
And you want to create a space that's super welcoming. And we do this in many ways. Mm-hmm. So we build living walls. We did actually a living wall at University of Illinois. And it just really enhanced the mechanical engineering building and creates a very inviting space for people to study, the students to study. We've done, you know, a lot of restaurants are now incorporating plants and greenery.
Nice.
One particular one is Three Up Rooftop Bar here in Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got some planters. We created all the planters. We helped them with the design. We had a large living wall up there at one time. Now we have an artificial wall and a small living wall because they mm-hmm. expanded, which they should. So we've done a lot of really neat things with plants. We've done mm-hmm. amenity areas now in these apartment complexes are huge. Mm-hmm. People really want a place to gather, not only with plants and greenery, but people want to be with people, especially after 2020 mm-hmm. when no one saw anybody.
Right.
The houseplant market shot up. Now that the designers are actually designing green into the spaces along with the furniture and the carpet and the paint. Mm-hmm. It's part of the design theme. Mm-hmm. So that trend is going to keep growing, and we want to help people with them with how to incorporate that trend in any way possible, because it just leaves their places happier and healthier. And like I say, you know, it helps with their mental health.
Very nice. Well, my first exposure to your projects was at the public library.
Yeah.
Which I thought, wow, that's a clever idea. You know, that whole wall inside there by the chairs where people can, you know, you're looking at it and it's like, we're outside.
Yeah, the digital media lab. That library is so beautiful, and they spent mm-hmm. so much time and effort on it and doing the design, but they didn't think about plants. So mm-hmm. when I noticed that the drawing had a moss wall in it, and we'll talk a little bit more moss here in a minute, I asked the supervisor, the main guy, I'm like, don't you want some greenery? I mean, you've got this beautiful moss wall. How about some plants throughout the whole library? Mm-hmm. Then we can continue with that mental health, you know, wellness, give people a place to study as opposed to just looking out the window. Now you have a plant. And plants are, you know, if you remember your biology classes, plants give us oxygen and they suck in all our toxins. So it's a relationship.
And CO2.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a really beneficial relationship, not only for the plants, mm-hmm. but also for the people that are around the plants. So by putting plants in there, just really enhanced the whole library and the whole area. And you walk into that digital media lab, and instead of seeing like a painted wall or more woodwork, that green just, wow. It just looks amazing.
It does.
It also has sound absorption qualities.
Yeah.
So by having that moss
on
the wall.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Is this a studio as well?
Yeah. It just
like
softens everything.
Yeah.
So this is some of the moss that we've got here. And, you know, this is the moon moss. This is the moss that's all in the digital media lab.
Mm-hmm.
We just used one kind of moss for that. And it was really kind of fun. It just makes it look plush.
See, I'm like a little
wonderful
kid. I like to touch things.
Oh, everybody likes to touch it. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
It has a really interesting surface.
So nature creates all kinds of different mosses with all kinds of different textures. This is just a few of the ones we work with.
Mm-hmm.
So you've all got all different colors. So you can do all kinds of different designs. It's just one moss in the library, but you can use your pull mosses. You can put your preserved plants in it. Everything in this particular design was live at one time.
Wow.
So yeah, it's got live ivy. It's got tree fern, different fern. So this is it goes through a preservation process
mm-hmm.
where it's harvested, like a cornfield here mm-hmm. is like a moss field somewhere else. So it's basically grows in Florida and, you know, Tennessee, kind of more, you know, wetter climates, mm-hmm. and then it's harvested and preserved, and it will maintain its looking color for many, 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 wow. many years. Probably will still be around long after I'm gone.
Okay.
But it allows people that don't really want to get into the plant and all the maintenance, because you do have to care for plants right. on a weekly basis. You really have to keep an eye on them to make sure they continue to thrive. They need some TLC, water, and you know, fertilizer, things like that. This does not. You can put greenery in your space at no maintenance cost.
You're going to get a lot of customers on that.
Oh, it's so pretty, too.
That no maintenance type of idea.
Yeah, we had the wonderful opportunity to work with Dare to Design mm-hmm. on the Indianapolis Monthly Dream Home. Mm-hmm. And we created a 40-foot moss wall, which is 3 stories high, wow. 16 feet wide, and added a bunch of plants to their house as well. But the moss wall was a challenge, but it was fun and beautiful, and it added just a wonderful look to this house in Zionsville.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll talk more about this in Chapter 2. Well, that's it for Chapter 1, and we will be back after a momentary break for Chapter 2 of The Omnibus Show. Hello and welcome back for Chapter 2 of The Omnibus Show. This week's episode is with Stephanie Carlson, who is the owner and CEO of NatureSpire. And following up with our conversation in Chapter 1, you were talking about biophilic designs. I'll hand it over to you because that's new to me.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you just some other ideas of what we do. So we did all the interior plants, like I mentioned, the library. We do interior plants for lots of offices around here. We can do 10 or we can do 20. And then we take care, we install it, maintain it. And basically you tell us what you need and we take it from there.
Okay.
So all you have to do is enjoy what we place in there as far as greenery is concerned. The other things we've done is I just want to give you an idea of how diverse these moss walls can be.
Yes.
We also incorporate logos. So if you look, we've done Pepsi with a logo. We've done Saab.
At their local headquarters.
At their local
shop.
Headquarters here.
Yeah.
Saab up in Discovery Park at Purdue University.
Okay.
The designer really wanted, they make airplanes, you know, jet planes.
Sure.
And the designer really wanted it to look like a plane was coming out of the ceiling and flying over
wow.
the cornfields of Indiana.
Gotcha.
So there's a grid, and then we've got all the moss behind there that gives you that feel when you walk into the space. You see the big jet look right. like it's flying over the cornfields of Indiana. So that's
wow.
kind of clever. We take
that's
people's concepts,
clever.
And if they want us to do a certain design, mm-hmm. we come up with a way to do that. I feel like we're problem solvers.
Yeah.
Because someone will have an idea, we figure out how to get it done. So some of the other ones we've done is Kynos. An international company downtown, and we have donated some. One particular we've done was donate one to the Girl Scouts. We did a full ceiling, 200 square
moss
feet.
Moss cookies?
We haven't done moss cookies, but we got some cookies in exchange, so that was kind of nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, we donated a moss wall to them because they really wanted to bring their nature indoors
okay.
to where they bring thousands and thousands of Girl Scouts to camp every single summer. So mm-hmm. that was really challenging because it's on the ceiling. But it turned out to look very, very cool.
Wow.
And we get very involved with the project management. We also do exterior landscaping. Mm-hmm. We were honored to have gotten the contract for the Pacers Plaza, now called the Bicentennial Unity Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
We are WBE certified. And we're certified in the state of Indiana, Indianapolis. So we have...
For the audience, WBE.
WBE is Women Business Enterprise.
Enterprise.
So we are, you know, bid on some of these projects that need some sort of XBE participation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's either minority, women-owned. Some of the people that are less likely to participate if they don't have the opportunity to be maybe looked at a little bit closer when you bid on a project. Because the bidding on these projects take a lot of time and effort. So Pacers was that type of project, so we were honored to be one of the women businesses chosen to work on that project. And the other thing we've done is the rail yard. We coordinate. We take our turf people, some of our landscapers. We coordinate irrigation. We coordinate a bunch of different subs under one umbrella so that we can make it easier for the GC to communicate and schedule. And then we handle all the scheduling and things like that. For these projects, Rail Yard on the Monon is an apartment project with some amenity areas. We help coordinate that whole amenity area on the rooftop. Using rooftops is becoming very, very popular right now.
I've seen it more and more where a lot of rooftop restaurants or like you'd mentioned, the place here in town.
Yeah, so there's the Rail Yard's got a rooftop, Three Ups got a rooftop, and we did a rooftop downtown at 220 North where they put a pool and a lounge area. So they're really, developers are starting to use these rooftops as amenity areas that bring extra, you know, pleasure and puts nature in a space that there wouldn't normally be any nature. So you just see a black asphalt roof. That's changing. It's a really interesting trend.
Yeah. No, that's, as we talked about before the show was 2012, I was at Hotel Raphael in Paris, and on the roof, it's basically a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think, I mean, if you stand up and you look over, it's like, oh, there's, you know, the different buildings and such. But primarily, it's pretty high up. And the just that whole garden feel on a roof is just really wonderful.
It's so pleasurable, especially if you just want to go relax after work or something.
Yeah.
You've got a nice place to grab a drink, grab a little bite to eat, and enjoy the plants.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, oh my gosh, I can't wait for spring already. We love getting out there, cleaning out all the debris from the winter, and refreshing all the pots. So we do.
I have a project for you in the spring.
Yay! Can't wait. I'll make your house look really good. But
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. So we, you know, we just really like to do out the exterior landscaping too, because it just really enhances space. It makes everything look so beautiful after really cold, like it is now.
Sure.
Winter. It's just so enjoyable and lightening to bring all that color back in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's incredible because there's. I guess the healthy aspect, you know, you don't think of it. You just kind of get to business sort of thing. But when you create an atmosphere that's more natural, it just brings out that kind of rest in people. And, of course, with the cities, you know, a lot of people are concerned about CO2 carbon and all of that. That, I mean, plants thrive on that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reciprocity there that would really, really help the environment. Tell us, what is coming up?
So we've got all kinds of fires and irons in the fire. You know, Carmel's really growing, and so is Westfield. They've got so many opportunities to bring greenery into our community. And, you know, you see a little, you know, these little farms popping up here and there. There's one up on 136th Street, and Justin Moffitt did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a really strong desire to learn how to garden and farm, and we really want to get more into, you know, teaching people how to do that. That's originally how I started the business, is I wanted to teach people how to garden, where food came from. I want to get into the schools. I think it's very important to get into the schools and educate the kids and have them work with their hands. And not only is
it... Have a workshop type of class a class where you work with moss and
plants. We do, actually. We just started these workshops. We have a lot of questions about moss. People are very curious about what it is and how to use it. So we invite people to take workshops in our showroom, or we'll go on site. We'll go to wineries, offices, team building type things. We'll come to, you know, if people want some sort of way to get their employees together, we'll come in and do workshops. So those are really interesting. And
so kind of like home ec the next generation.
It's like home ec. It's like DIY moss. And then you get something to take home or gift to somebody. And like, look what we have. But getting back to the schools, we are working with Cathedral right now on a living mall. So these students are very interested in working with their hands. That's one school that the students are going to build the whole thing.
Really?
We're just going to walk them through how to do it and how to care for it and educate them.
That's a great idea.
I'd love to do more of that. We have one in Smoky Row where the kids, the green team at the elementary school, built it. We showed them how to use, use tools, the equipment, the screwdrivers, and it's just so rewarding. I think when you have kids learning something, how to do something with their hands, because we kind of get away from that now. I always had my kids in the dirt. They didn't come home dirty. they're in trouble. But, you know, it's just, we need to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. Nature is such a beautiful thing and a great way to relax and just kind of reconnect and get restart yourself. Mm-hmm. And to bring it indoors, get you one step closer to nature so that people can enjoy it 40 hours a week, all week long, all year round.
Yeah, no. I've noticed in some buildings, some, I wouldn't say services, communities, mm-hmm. they actually have, what do we call that? It's not a quad.
An atrium?
An atrium, mm-hmm. correct. The atrium, a lot of atriums. Now, growing up, a lot of atriums would be something almost mechanical
right.
up in the Chicago area. Or, you know, they may have a few plants, but it was mostly about elevators yeah. going up and down. But, you know, atriums, in this one community I had visited, there was this beautiful atrium in the middle.
Mm-hmm. There's such a trend toward doing that, too. And there's this group called Green Plants for Green Buildings, mm-hmm. and they're a very interesting organization. They're one of our trade organizations, mm-hmm. and they really encourage plants inside and help educate people on how to put how to get plants inside. I'm a registered trainer, so I can come to your office and explain how, you know, it benefits the wellness. We do fit well buildings. We do how living walls are built, and we educate from A to B. And that's honestly, that's what I love most about it. Not about the finished product. It's about educating people on how to get to that finished product mm-hmm. and come up with a solution that makes people happy, healthier, less anxious, more productive, and all those good things that make people thrive.
That's nice. That's very delightful, yeah. actually.
So we are working, since you mentioned atrium, we are working on atrium in Mass Avenue. So if we happen to get that done, we'll make you aware of that. But okay. we've got a couple little projects in the fire with some restaurants and some corporate organizations. We do a lot of things in homes too. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, we have a woman that wanted a moss wall.
Do you work with, aside from like B2B with mm-hmm. businesses, so do you work with actual people in their mm-hmm. homes?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You do design
and we'll,
internal design.
Mm-hmm. And if you go on vacation and you have plants or you need plants and you don't really have time to take care of them because you're running your kids all over to soccer practice, we will take care of it for you. Because it does make your house
nice.
A healthier place
it
too
does.
When you have your kids or they're sick. Mm-hmm. You know, it just helps everybody feel better. And like we said earlier, they love our toxins and we love their oxygen. So it's a great partnership.
It is a great partnership. Well, we will certainly put your website in the description notes. And
awesome.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how your group progresses and seeing the greenery in everybody's house from now on.
Oh, it'll make everybody so happy. All the kids will behave perfectly. No one will ever get sick again, right?
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be absolutely
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, our showroom is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But we will do special appointments, and we will do on-site consultations. All of our consultations are complimentary. Because I feel like we're educating.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you decide to go forward, we can come up with something that will be your perfect fit and the perfect way to get some nature into your space.
How lovely. Again, we'll put their website in the description notes on the page. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stephanie, it was great having you with us today.
It was a true honor and a true pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Well, that's it for this episode of The Omnibus Show. Today's guest has been Stephanie Carlson, who is the owner and CEO of NatureSpire here in Carmel, Indiana. We would like to thank our sponsor, Hotel Carmichael. We're shooting from Feinstein's, and we look forward to being with you on the next episode of The Omnibus Show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Omnibus Show. If you enjoyed this program, please like, share, and subscribe to continue the conversation. For the Omnibus Show newsletter, please sign up at theomnibusshow.com.